Namaskar and welcome to Radio Eka. My name is Shruti Deora.
And my name is Priyanka.
And we are your hosts for the Radio Eka podcast.
Eka is a place to learn Yoga Nidra, Pranayama and meditations from India. We have a mobile app and we also offer daily meditation classes on Zoom. If you want to try the app or join our classes, please check out our website, www.ekameditation.com, or just check the show notes.
Namaskar. I welcome you to this episode. This is the third and final episode of our Mindfulness and Awareness series. In the first episode, we understood the distinction between these two words, which are sometimes used interchangeably. In the second episode, we examined mindfulness in detail, particularly mindfulness in children. In this episode, we would like to take a deep dive into awareness, what it means and what it means to us today in the modern world context. What we do know is awareness is really central or core to the practice of yoga. And to help us navigate the nuances of this important element, we have with us today Kamal Maliramani. Kamal is the founder of Energizer Yoga and has been practicing yoga for over 15 years. He began his journey looking to start with meditation and was encouraged to begin with asana to establish stillness in the physical body. He has studied in the traditions of Hatha, Iyengar, Ashtanga, and later in Acro Yoga. Along with Hatha Yoga Asanas, he conducts regular courses and workshops on Yoga Sutras to help people connect with the philosophy and take yoga beyond the mat into their daily life. His mantra is to add life to living. He says that people are living, but there's no life. With yoga, we bring life to living. He has also given his voice to Hindi language audios on the Eka app. So welcome, Kamal. It's really great to have you join us today.
Thank you so much. I'm pretty happy and excited about this little space that we share. And thank you for the lovely introduction.
Great. And I'm really looking forward to our conversation. So to begin with, we would love to hear something about your yoga and meditation journey and what brought you into it and how it has helped you.
All right. So I think somewhere as a child, I was inclined because among all the books that we read, especially the history books, the only chapter that I carried forward with me was about Gautam Buddha. Yeah, and the Eightfold Path that he had taught. And that stayed with me, right? It had a very strong influence. And, you know, there was a constant check as a child. Am I following that path? Am I doing the right things? You know, so that stayed with me for some while. But then, yes, career, family, all those things started taking shape. And then I got busy. I've been in advertising for about almost 2 decades. So the career started with advertising and yes, we used to burn midnight oil, just like the regular corporate world, right?
Exactly. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it got stressful. And that's where I then started looking for a solution. I used to come back home every day with a headache. And obviously it was very disturbing for the family as well as for me. And we were trying to look for a solution, but there was nothing in sight. Nothing was helping. So finally I said, okay, let me go to yoga. And I joined a nearby class. The first day when I went there, my teacher, Shukumar, he said, look, meditation will happen later. Let's start with asana practice. Within 2 years, your mind will turn meditative on its own.
Interesting.
I said, okay. And then started my journey. And yes, within a year's time, I saw a big transformation. What happened along the path is that yoga started giving me a lot of strength and energy. And then I started utilizing that for creating a beautiful life around us. When I'm saying beautiful life around us, our apartment started coming alive because I started taking a lot of initiatives for bringing children together, for bringing families together. And suddenly our whole apartment of 125 families, you know, started coming together and celebrating life. So that is the first part. Second, there was a very disturbing trend which had started off, where the education system, from being a contributor to the society, had now started turning into a business. And so we were seeing that, you know, in most of the schools, there used to be a 30% hike every year, 50% hike in Hyderabad. I'm talking about Hyderabad here. Plus, of course, it's happening across India. And that was disturbing. Because any parent, you know, looks for the best place for education and would, you know, extend the budget. Now, suddenly that budget, you can't accommodate a 30% hike or 50% hike. Yeah, you can expect a 5%, 7%. So that's where I took up the initiative, and then I formed something called the Hyderabad Schools Parents Association. And then, yes, we did a lot of activities in 2 years. We shook up the whole system, and the government was pressurized to, take actions. Right. So
that's great.
So those 2 years also were magical, because I was obviously managing my business. I was managing my yoga practice. And plus, yes, we were doing dharnas. We were meeting the chief minister, the education minister, all the struggles in the court. Yeah. So a lot of things happening, but there was no loss of energy. In fact, every day I was more enthusiastic. And that's where I realized that, there was a change in the fear pattern. I was no more with fear. And second is, yes, that contribution to the society was actually giving me more joy. So with that realization, I said, okay, now since I know the sphere, I think I need to take other people also into a similar sphere. Yeah, and that's where, with the blessings of my teacher Shivkumar, I started off my teaching journey. And then, yes, since then, I have a small, nice yoga family that I call. And the average time span each of the students has been with me is about 5 to 6 years. So that's the long association that I've been having with my little family here in
that's
Hyderabad.
Beautiful. What an amazing journey and story you have there. You know, there are so many elements to it. You embodied, you know, change starts with you. So you used your inner strength to bring about change around you in the society. And then, of course, I also had a sneak preview into the advertising world, where my first observation was, wow, everybody smokes because it is so stressful. So this was, I'm talking more than a decade ago, but I'm so glad that you found your path out of it and into this lovely space that you have created. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm also happy about it.
great. So let's dive into our topic for today. So really starting with the basics. So how do you define awareness? And it's sometimes you can say that people use it lightly, because in the general sense, it just means to be, you know, to know something, or to, to have knowledge, or to just have comprehension of something. But in yoga, awareness has a different meaning to it. And I would love to hear some thoughts on this.
Sure. So you're right. When it comes to yoga, the definition of awareness is not the way we generally understand awareness as. Yeah. When we say I'm aware of something, let's say I'm aware of the global warming. But that's not awareness when it comes to yoga. When it comes to yoga, the awareness is basically, who am I? That awareness is what is being addressed on the path of yoga. Right? I think I can share a very small story over here. So there's a farmer, and he has a chicken farm. One day he's taking a stroll in the evening, and suddenly he hears some sound, you know, birds chirping, and kind of a cry. And so he's curious, and he walks in that direction, and he sees there's a nest and there's beautiful small eagles, yeah, baby eagles. And he notices that the mother is not around. He waits for some while, it gets a little dark, but the mother has not come back. So now this baby eagle is all alone, and obviously he feels very compassionate for it. And he says, okay, then come along. And he takes the baby eagle home. And he puts the baby eagle along in the chicken farm. Right? So now the baby eagle starts growing up, and you know, the chicken also become friends with this baby eagle, and there are other baby chickens. So now this eagle starts growing, and obviously whatever it's seeing around, it's behaving the same pattern. You know, so just like a chicken always looks towards the ground, so this eagle is also always looking towards the ground and walking. You know, chicken don't fly high. You know, they have the small flights. So he learns only small flights. He eats what the chicken is generally eating. So he's growing up in that environment. Yeah. And he's happy with his life. Because everything is set. He's playing. He has friends. He's got a community. He's got a family. Everything. He's living. Now he's grown, and suddenly one day he feels curious, and you know, he's just thinking, and he looks up towards the sky and he sees an eagle flying, you know, gently gliding around over there. And he says, "Wish I could fly like that."
Yeah.
Story of her life.
rings a bell completely.
So we are that baby eagle in that chicken farm, and we are living life, and we think, yes, we are living, until one day when, you know, we really get tired and we look up and we say, can I be like that? And then, yeah, so if you notice, it's not that the baby chicken was not mindful, was not aware. Yeah, so it was because of his mindfulness, because of his awareness, he was learning everything. He was absorbing life, which is happening around him. Okay. But the bigger awareness of who he is, that I am an eagle, okay, wasn't there. So when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to yoga, and when we talk about awareness, we are not talking about the general awareness that we usually refer to in our conversations. We are referring to that aspect that I am that I am. Mm-hmm. Stage.
So the words, the two words that we usually hear, Purusha and Prakriti. So awareness of both of them, and probably their distinction.
Being aware that I am the Purusha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And seeing Prakriti as distinct from itself. Yeah. Now, Prakriti is again a slightly misunderstood term. Prakriti, you would generally start, thinking of mountains and rivers and all these things. But yeah, the Hindi term Prakriti. But here when we say Prakriti, it's our form. Yeah, the human form that we are born with. Yeah. So to realize that I am not this. Currently, we all have a feeling, yes, I'm a male, I'm a yoga teacher. I am Sindhi, so all those qualifications and all those associations that we build with, a personality and identity. Now, to break that identity and then realize that, no, I'm much more beyond this. That is the awareness that we are actually referring to.
Yeah, no, that was very powerfully said. So thank you. I mean, I think that really you hit the nail on its head. So let's talk a little bit about now, building awareness. How is building awareness different from building mindfulness? And what comes first? Is it awareness or mindfulness?
All right. So I will give my perspective,
right?
Different opinions that people have, because these terms are used interchangeably many times, right? But when it comes to mindfulness, the term itself has mind in it. Okay. And when we are talking about awareness, and what I just explained about awareness is a state which is beyond the mind. Yeah, the mind cannot comprehend that state of awareness. As far as the spirituality awareness is concerned, right? But if we talk about in general, when people talk about awareness and mindfulness, I think the first stage is mindfulness.
Okay.
Because when you start becoming mindful of things around you or the activities that you are doing, right? then you also start becoming aware. Awareness is more subtler, right? Mindfulness is an activity, yeah, that you do. Mindfulness is a tool that can build your awareness.
Interesting.
It's like walking. If I put on my earplugs and I'm walking, I'm not aware how am I walking. You know, there's no mindfulness. I'm just listening to music, yeah, right. And I'm just walking. But if I pull out the music and now I put my mind into walking, how am I walking? What is the feeling with the earth? Okay. What is the feeling? You know, I look at the trees around me. I look at the butterflies around me. I feel the wind, you know, on my face, isn't it? Now that's mindfulness. I'm now totally using my senses to be fully aware of that particular scenario, right? From there comes a connection. Okay. That connection which happens with the environment around you happens because of the awareness. So mindfulness, according to me, is that particular effort that you put in to stay in one place and utilize your senses. But then through that comes a deeper connection, a deeper awareness. Oh, wow. Every day the sun looks very different. You know, the morning sunrise has various colors and I start enjoying them. I start connecting with them. A certain season, I suddenly see a lot of butterflies. You know, especially January is the month where you'll see a lot of butterflies in the morning. Then suddenly I will see, all the plants no more have leaves. They've all gone dry. You know, I'm aware at the moment because I'm connected now. Yeah. Otherwise, how many people walk on the road and really look up towards a tree and notice it on an everyday basis? We don't.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Do we have time to look at the birds or the bees or the butterflies? No, we don't have time. We are so occupied. Our mind is keeping us busy. Yeah. And so there is no awareness.
Yeah. And so you are talking about the awareness of the surroundings, but of course, there's also then the awareness of what's happening inside us, right? Like our physical and, you know, let's say mind, body, you know, what's happening inside us. And that's also another thing I believe that, you know, for example, I read this in Yoga and Kriya. It's a book on Yoga and Kriya by Swami Satyanand Saraswati. And they say that awareness is the ability to stand back and observe one's physical and mental activities. So this is the witness mode, right? Like what we also in Hindi call Sakshi Bhav sometimes.
Yes.
And I think what you're saying is that if we can, you know, subside some of that mental activity, we can actually get the opportunity to be aware, if I'm understanding what you're saying.
Yeah, in fact, the term witness is also very interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Suppose that there's a fight happening on the street. Yeah. And the same fight gets into the court. Now the court will obviously give more value to the witness.
Mm-hmm.
Not people who are within the fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because he's standing apart and watching what is really going on, who's behaving how, you know, what are the terms that have been used, who was first, who was second, you know, how did the whole story happen? He has full account of it, standing apart from it.
Right.
And that's the same thing, you know, all the different fights that are happening in our mind, if we can just stand apart and see, you'll actually start laughing at all your suffering.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I think we all aspire to get there and hopefully, you know, our practice can help us get there. So maybe we can, you know, take a segue into, you know, some of the yogic practices that can help build awareness.
I think every yogic practice is built for awareness. I'll give you a difference between how a yoga practice can be about mindfulness or no mindfulness or awareness. Yeah. So we have so many practitioners of yoga across the globe and we all do Surya Namaskar, right? The 12-step Surya Namaskar that everyone goes through, right? Now, one person sees it as an activity which keeps me healthy. So it's got no connection with what is yoga and blah, blah, blah. I just do my Surya Namaskar, that's all.
Yeah, the 108 Surya Namaskar fad.
Right. Okay. So it's a number, you chase the numbers. And yes, you are still in that achieving mode. Right?
Yes.
All right. The second person is a little more serious about yoga. Now he wants to understand. So now he says, okay, fine. What are these 12 steps? How do you do them perfectly? Okay, how should the body move? Right? Okay, this mantra has to be chanted at so-and-so time. This mantra has to be chanted at so-and-so time. Okay, and then they will chant the mantra and then perfect. Everything will look absolutely aligned. Right? So he's fully mindful about what is going on, isn't it? But then there is no connection with the sun god. Okay, there's no gratefulness that the sun rises for you every day and he's creating life for you. So much of life around you,
so
isn't it? There is absolutely no connection. Right? That connection can come in when you are aware.
Mm.
Why am I doing this? It's called a Surya Namaskar. You know, it's a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's bowing down in gratitude. Thank you for rising every day and making life happen to me and to everyone around us. Yeah. So that's the stage of awareness.
Wonderful. Yeah? That's beautiful.
So yeah. It's the same activity, right? One is without mindfulness, just an exercise. The other one is mindfulness, but no awareness. The other one is, the third aspect is awareness. Yeah. And feeling of connection. Yeah.
Mm.
So that's how I would say that anything that you pick up in yoga,
including pranayama and meditation.
In fact, what happens is the process of yoga is so beautifully made or designed that you always start with gross because that is easy.
Mm.
And then you move subtler. Right? So if you let's understand yoga nidra as a practice, you'll start off with external sounds, then you'll come to the body,
mm-hmm.
right? Then you'll go to the breath, and then you'll go to the visualization. Right? So it's getting subtler and subtler and subtler. But you are there as an observer at each of these stages.
Mm.
Isn't it? So the practices are built so that you start up jagruk bano. You know the awareness term for Hindi? You would say is jagruk, jagana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First thing, you don't even realize that you're sleeping.
Yeah, it's interesting you're saying use yoga nidra to actually wake up from the sleep you're in. So that's an interesting twist.
Absolutely. Yeah, correct. You put it beautifully. Absolutely. So every possible tool. In fact, not just yoga, I would say any activity that you would do, that you like to do. Let's say you enjoy gardening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, you can be mindful in gardening. You can become aware by gardening.
Mm.
You know, it can open up the whole wisdom of this world, just gardening.
Yeah.
Because as seasons change, as flowers happen, fruits happen, different plants behave in different way, the soil changes, the moisture changes, you know, the effect of light on it. You see everything. So life is happening, returning. You see through these cycles. You don't need to read anything. No Bhagavad Gita is needed, believe me. If you are able to connect with that process of just gardening.
Yeah, no, I think I remember also reading that even in Buddhism, I think they say this, that any activity, the way you're describing, if you do it completely, with full awareness, can basically enlighten you, right? So that's exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Now again, when we're saying awareness, not means, acha, I'm fully aware, I'm open, with my eyes open, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that.
Yeah.
There is a connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's the beauty of the awareness.
Right. You
know, there is love, there is togetherness, there is oneness between you and the subject.
Right. And eventually, I mean, again, I've read this, I would not claim to have felt it, but basically the connection to the larger consciousness around us, right? So that's kind of the goal of yoga anyways. So that's...
What happens is you don't have to work towards it.
Hmm.
Oh, I have to become aware that yes, everything is connected. No, it doesn't work that way. Okay. You walk on the path of yoga, which has been defined.
Yeah.
And one day it will just happen.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because like I mentioned, the mind cannot comprehend that state.
Yeah.
The mind is more gross than consciousness.
Mm.
Right? The subtle can understand the gross.
Mm.
Gross cannot understand the subtle.
Very nicely clarified. Thank you. That really helped me a lot. Yeah.
So if I keep telling myself, saying that, no, I am a good person. I don't harm animals. I don't eat meat and blah, 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 and all these things. I'm aware. Okay. No. You're still not there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you still don't see yourself there.
Yeah. It's not an exercise of checking the boxes, right?
It's a journey of lifetimes, probably. Because it's not easy. Maya, the illusion, is very, very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially today, right, when we have so much so much noise around us that it's hard to tease out the signal from the noise, you know, like talking about some electrical engineering here. But it's really also, I think there's also some sort of shift that I feel, at least, or maybe it's because of the social media that we feel that way, that there is definitely a huge movement of a lot of people being interested in these practices. And actually, a lot of it, unfortunately, is more focused on the gross aspect or the asana aspect. But I think there's a huge movement towards the, you know, towards pranayama and meditation also. So I think that's very heartening too.
What happens is there's something very unfortunate in the yoga field, which is happening currently, which is this whole idea of putting teachers in the market. They are not aligned with the philosophy of yoga. Within a month's time, I cannot become a yoga teacher.
Absolutely.
And that is causing more harm than good in the society. Yes, you see more people probably practicing yoga, but is it really the practice of yoga is something that we today need to question ourselves?
I think you talk about a very critical point, though that's probably a topic for another podcast. But right now, how about we talk a little, if it would be great if you can talk a little bit about how is awareness described in the scriptures, or specifically, let's say, Yoga Sutras?
The whole journey of yoga, as per Patanjali, is about silencing the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's these mental fluctuations which have taken over us. Right? It's just taken over. And when this multiple fluctuations start subsiding, then the real you comes out. I can give you an example for this. Whenever you go to villages, you have wells.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, the water is not ultra purified like the water that we drink, right? It has a lot of muck and salts in it and other stuff which is not healthy for us or not required for us. So there's a powder which comes, which is called kataka. Okay, I mean, I'm using a very old term. Mm-hmm. Many of us are not aware of that. But then they used to spray that powder. Now, the property of that powder was to attract all these dust particles, all the unwanted things, right? So first, the powder stays on the top. And as this particle comes and attaches itself to the powder gets heavy. Yeah. And it starts going down.
Mm-hmm.
And pure water starts coming up. Right? That's the process of yoga.
Wonderful. I love your analogies, I have to say. Very, definitely. That's a powerful visual. Yes, I think.
So knowledge, you know, knowledge will take away the ignorance.
Hmm.
To come out of ignorance, you don't do exercise. For that you need knowledge.
Hmm.
Right? And that's what we need to. So yoga is again not going about going to a mountain and sitting all alone and doing some practices. No, yoga is living the life. living the life as it is and still being silent.
Mm.
In fact, there's a beautiful definition that I tell about health to all my students, which I'll share here, that when we refer to health, it's usually seen very physical oriented. Yeah, if I go to the gym, if I'm running 40 kilometers, I'm healthy. Yeah. But the Hindi term for the same thing is swasth.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. If you break that down, it's swayam and sthir.
Mm. Yeah.
So jab swayam ko, when you are steady, when your self is steady, swayam ko sthir karna.
Yes.
So it's just not the body. When you are sthir from inside, right, nothing in this world can shake you.
Yeah.
No circumstances can move you. Then you are swasth.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's great. And I think that's that ideal of health. I think we have forgotten the big definition, the more holistic definition of health, good health. Yeah. So, Kamal, we are talking about, the relevance of awareness in today's world. But why is it important to build awareness, and how does it benefit us in our day-to-day lives? And it's not like we can get awareness only through yoga. So how can other people also access awareness in today's modern context?
So it's not that today people are unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be very clear that this unawareness has been there since man has been around.
Mm-hmm.
Because as far as the mind is there, the mind gives you its own story, its own dream world, and you're living that, isn't it? The identity that the mind builds, you're living that identity.
Absolutely. Right?
So the unawareness has been there for thousands of years. And that's where the Yoga Sutra happened, thousands of years. It's not that people at that time were more aware and we are less aware. Everyone has equal opportunity. Every era has equal opportunity for becoming aware. Like I mentioned, any activity, even assuming you're in your profession, you can build awareness just by doing your everyday work.
Mm.
Isn't it? So, while I'm putting it very simply, it's not that you start working tomorrow, okay, from today I'll be aware and then I'll build my awareness. No, you need to first understand the theory. What is being referred to as awareness? Right? In fact, Nirvana Shatakam, I don't know whether you're aware of Nirvana Shatakam by Adi Shankaracharya. Six stanzas. If somebody understands that, you will know what we are talking about when we're talking about awareness.
Hmm.
Yeah. Manobudhyaham karachitta ninaham nacha shrotajivhe nacha grana netre nacha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayu chidananda rupa shivoham shivoham. I'm that Shiv.
Mm.
I'm not this mind, I'm not this ego, I'm not this the speech, I'm not the hearing tools, you know. So what is happening here? Okay, so there are six stanzas like this, and each one of them takes you more deeper and deeper to all the identifications that you're living with. Isn't it? And it's telling you, look, start observing life, start witnessing life. And then just like, you know, a detective, when he has to arrive at the criminal, what does he do? He will start identifying, acha, this person, okay, these are things, blah, 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 okay, I feel this, not the person, okay, other person, these are things, his personality is like this, blah, blah, blah. So he's basically discriminating and then putting everything aside one by one. So just like that, we have to start observing life, and now we have to start understanding and breaking this whole mind identity which has been built.
Mm.
Okay, that's the journey.
Yeah, yeah.
It can happen through any tool, like I said. Yeah. So
it's basically, breaking down the labels that our ego is clinging to, right? The labels within our society and the labels we identify with, that's our identity. But really going beyond that identity and ego. And
we will not even talk about society.
Yeah, yeah.
Just talk about yourself. That identity is not given by society. The identity is built here.
Right. By our mind.
Our world is not the things around us. Our world is right here in the mind. That is what is creating our world. Okay. So the idea is to realize that, oh, this is a dream. This is not me. I am not my body. I am not my mind. I am not my ego. And then you will get the answer, who am I? One day, very soon.
Well, to that, ahem to that. So thank you so much, Kamal. This has been a really, I would say, enlightening, but also very fun conversation. I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you. And thank you for, very simply explaining difficult concepts, or not difficult, but let's say nuanced concepts. So thank you for joining us today. And I'm sure our listeners would have learned a lot from what you shared with us today. And we hope to speak with you again soon, very soon.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And one last thing, that is, yoga is not complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very simple path to walk upon. There's nothing to be scared. Just start walking and you will reach the destination. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Namaskar. Okay.